The surface corridor is empty. The Major follows me in silence, though I can feel his tension. For all he knows, I could be leading him to his death. I'm sure he doesn't want to follow me anywhere. But he doesn't know the ship like I do. He didn't spend his childhood in her skeleton as she was being built. I head for a door marked authorized personnel only and shove it open with a slight whine of unused hinges. A 5-seat pod waiting with open door for its refugees. Thank you for the escort, Major, I say crisply. I want to burst into tears. Thank him for what he did. But if I do, I'm not sure I'll ever stop crying. And he doesn't know what it would mean for him if we got picked up in the same pod. My father would never believe there was an innocent explanation.
Excuse me?
There's another pod a little ways down the corridor. It won't take more than 5 minutes to reach it.
The soldier lifts both eyebrows. Miss LaRue, there are 5 seats in that pod, and I mean to use one of them. We may not have 5 minutes. It seems like something's pulling the ship out of hyperspace before it's supposed to.
For a moment, fear freezes me. As my father's daughter, I know better than most what happens when the fabric between dimensions is disturbed. Major, if they find you alone in a pod with me when the rescue ships arrive...
I'll take my chances,
the Major replies through gritted teeth. His face is blank, locked down. Why did he even bother to save my life if he hates me so much? I wish I could apologize to him for what I said on the promenade deck. Tell him that what I say and what I mean are never the same, because they can't be. The countdown to ejection continues. 45 seconds. 40. 35. Without warning, we're slammed down into our seats as the entire pod jerks. A ripple of white energy shoots through its metal frame. I taste copper. And then the universe goes black, but for the stars outside the viewport.